Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you could see it in his eyes as they streamed against the night, and the bone white knuckle grip upon the road. 65 miles into town, and the winter's thirst to drown, a winter still with 2 months left to go. His eyes are too far open, his grin too hard and sore, his shoulders too far high to bring relief. But the Copper King is hot, even if the band is not, and it sure beats shooting whiskey jacks and trees. It didn't get me this time, not tonight. I wasn't screaming when I hit the door. But his hands on the tabletop, will their shaking never stop? Those hands sweep the bottles to the floor. Now he's a bear in a blood-red Mackinac, with hungry dogs at bay, and springtime thunder in his sudden roar. With one wrong word he burns, and the tables overturn. When he's finished, there's a dead man on the floor. Well, they watched for him in Carmack's, Haynes, and Carcross. With Tesla and Block, there's nowhere else to go. But he hit the four-wheel drive in Johnson's Crossing. Now he's 38 miles up the Kennel Road. He's 38 miles up the Kennel Road. In the Salmon Range at 48 below. Well, it's God's own neon green above the mountains here tonight, throwing brittle colored shadows on the snow. It's 4 more hours till dawn, and the gas is almost gone, and that bitter Yukon wind begins to blow. Now you can see it in his eyes as they glitter in the light, and the bone white rime of frost around his brow. Too late, the dawn has come, that Yukon winter's won, and he's got his cure for cabin fever now. Well, they watched for him in Carmack's, Haynes, and Carcross. With Teslin Block, there's nowhere else to go. But they hit the four-wheel drive in Johnson's Crossing, found him 38 miles up the Kennel Road. They found him 38 miles up the Kennel Road. In the Salmon Range at 48 below, they found him 38 miles up the Kennel Road.
Yep. Right, everyone, it's about noon. Oh, it's coming in hot. And you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people. And started off with some Stan Rogers. I was checking Halifax on Bandcamp, seeing if there's any new releases. And that album by Stan Rogers popped up. It's not new, but it was remastered in 2012. That album is called Northwest Passage. And I was curious about it, so I was like, oh, I'll give a listen. And this was the first song that played. And man, it is a banger. I loved it. I was like, wow, I'm going to play that. So Stan Rogers, legendary performer, originally from Ontario, I think, but made his name as a Maritimer sea shanty guy, that song is about the Yukon, and that song is about cabin fever. And thankfully we have gotten through it's very springy here the last few weeks, but hoping our countrymen in our fellow Canadians in the north and other places are starting to feel spring as well and getting out of that cabin fever feeling. What a song. On today's show, previewing a couple of shows happening this weekend, or actually tonight, and playing some new music. We're going to start with some new music from In Mirrors. This is their latest single. They're going to be playing it along with many other songs at Green Auto next week. But I'll tell you about that lineup later. Let's start with In Mirrors. This is the song Boy Moonlight. Here we go.
Muslim or Hindu, animus, Satan, associate. Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown Eastside. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
Doxa, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. Doxa will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Center, and SFU Goldcore Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that Doxa has to offer this May.
Thinking ready for this is it. I've been waiting my whole life for this shit. I feel the pressure rattle under my sweater. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. And this is it, I'm going out like a bitch. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. I tell my lover, I don't need him to suffer. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. So run for cover, lady, you motherfuckers. The trumpet and the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. I'm going.
from the new album On a Painted Ocean. That was the title track, On a Painted Ocean, by Walt McClement, who was known as a member of Hooray for the Riff Raff and has collaborated with Wise Blood, amongst others. And that particular album has a treated accordion. That's the sound that you hear right now, which works very beautifully. Before that, we heard Backwash from Montreal, from their new record, Only Dust Remains. That was the song Ninth Heaven. Before that, we heard El Barbara from the new album Word on the Street. That was the lead single entitled Hitler, Satan, and Associates LLP. And that was produced by Rennie Wilson, who I'm a big fan of. And at the top, we heard some In Mirrors. All right, good stuff. Tonight, there's a couple of great shows happening. I don't think I'm going to get to go to any of them, but you should. At Grey Lab, which is down in Gastown near Waterfront Station, Bill Can is playing along with Kids with Knives and Fuzzy Slug. And at the Cobalt, there's a great band, a great lineup featuring Still Depths, Bridgeland, and the band that we're about to hear next, entitled Banana House. Love Banana House. They put out a record last year that I quite liked, called Welcome to the Banana House, and we're going to hear the song Gonna Show. So I hope you're going to show, and you'll get to hear some great music tonight. Here we go. Here is Banana House.
They're selling, you're already buying, but the dream you were sold was a lie. Like a gun that shoots Looney Tune bullets all flying, with muscular arms and big angry eyes. When they miss, they just circle back, realign, and take out your sanity, pour out your mind into barrels and barrels of thick green slime that they sell to some nerdy collector online. And price, it just keeps going up every time, till you're fully consumed now. You're in a right bind, and the more that you fight it, the faster you'll find that the wit that you sharpened is making you blind. You're stuck in a mirror, screaming and crying, but no one can hear you, boxed up like a mime. Break out while you can and stay out of the light. You gave it a shot and I'm glad that you tried. It's getting so late, you're well past your prime now. Just try and forget it, I'm sure you'll be fine. Had enough of this place, it's amazing. I can't see the look on your face, what I'm saying, and I can say anything here. It's a shame that it seems that we lost something good just by paying. Sad all these angry ass people complaining, saying it used to be cool on this page, and now it's a contest of who's most arranged or what's the most popular station. Are there more than three people in this conversation, or are most of us listening quietly impatient, eating our popcorn, just trying to gauge if some other stranger is worthy of pain, or what's the best way to maximize gains, or how do we feel about this entertainment, or here are six things you can do to get famous, or here's some people with no education who figured out how to make bank from their basement. Here's why my God is best, now say amen. Here's how you should be sleeping in your bed. Here are 10 funny things that Trump said. Here's why you can't seem to make rent. See, you just need to buy an Ithaca Mag 10. Load it with lead, write a letter and hit send. Open your mouth and let it all sink in.
Great. That was Bill Can from their recent record, Bugs FM. That was the song Backbreak Light. And they're going to be playing along with the band we heard prior to that, Fuzzy Slug. We heard the song Square Pegs, Round Holes. And so those two bands, along with Kids with Knives, are playing at Grey Lab tonight. Ask a Punk if you need to figure out where that is. Before that, we heard Franco Rossini from the tape Franco Rossini Number 1, out now on Monotapes. That was the song Had Enough, and at the top, Banana House. All right, going to slow things down a little bit, with a little folky set. Townie just released their album with a show at Green Auto on the weekend, and they are a trans-Canada band featuring members from both the East Coast and the West Coast. And their new record is called Hunting Mice. We're going to hear the song Everyone's Gone. Here is Townie.
Western Canadian Music Award winners Sargent and Comrade are back with their signature blend of lo-fi soul and ninja funk. Their upcoming album Power draws inspiration from the art of kung fu with themes of inner harmony, discipline, and self-love. Catch Sargent and Comrade in concert, presented by Infidels Jazz at the Kingsway Club in Vancouver on Saturday, May 3rd.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Friday night, drinking box wine, alone in my heart. Of air is stale as I stare in distress at this body of mine. Catastrophic soft symphony, rigid dichotomy, complex identity. Not as simple as either or. I am both, and I'm more. Most of all, I'm unsure. I think I've become sort of someone who scared me stiff when I was young. Soft as a feather, tough like warm leather. Who am I under the Saturday sun? Maleficent social construct, if it is all made up, why do I give a fuck? I don't want to define myself by who I'm not, and I'm trying. This is my battle cry. Friday night, drinking box wine, alone in my apartment, blurring time.
I've been mean. a shame to see I make you believe again, baby, again, baby. Renewed to what you used to be.
We just heard Janky Bungag from his new single, Down to Be Loved, a thirsty song. Good for you, Janky. And yeah, very sad news this week. Janky played a new honky-tonk venue called the North Country Club that subsequently burned down. It had just been... it had just opened its doors. It looked amazing. Elliot Way, local musician, had been the main mover behind that, and there was a big fire Tuesday morning, and it is now totally flooded and right off. Tragic. But there is a GoFundMe for that if you're wanting to show some support for Elliot and the country, North Country Club, and the nascent country scene here in Vancouver. Good stuff. Before Janky, we heard Eves Jarvis from the new album All Cylinders, the song I've Been Mean. Before that, we heard Bells Larson from his album Blurring Time. That was the title track. And bit of media coverage that Bells has done around canceling his U.S. tour because of the U.S. government's discrimination against trans artists and trans visitors to the United States. So worth reading up about that. And it's a great album, so give it a listen. And at the top, we heard Townie. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Monday's Election Day. Make sure to get out and vote. I know the results I'm hoping for and who they don't involve, but yeah, just make sure you have your voice heard. Going to close out, nothing to do with any of that, with a song called Orange. This is a live version of the Big Thief song, and this is Adrian Lenker's new solo live album, Live at Revolution Hall. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week. Have a good one.
Our limbs are twisting in her bedroom.